There is power in the name of Jesus. There is
in the name of Jesus, I declare that Jesus is Lord over this region, family, and your life in the name of Jesus. I subdue every throne, kingdom, powers, and principalities of present lives and marriages in this region. Let thy kingdom come, O God, and invade our lives in the name of Jesus. Invade our lives, O God, with your power, glory, and presence in the name of Jesus. Let every arm of flesh be crucified, O God, and let all glory, praise, and adoration be returned to you, our Maker, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, I thank God for your life because I know God is working. You may not see it, but I believe God is working. And I am confident of this very thing, that God who began the good works in you will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like to appreciate you also for your consistency in listening and sharing of this broadcast to others. Because you honor God through this ministry, I pray that the Lord will honor you and elevate you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have nothing to boast about, but that God is glorified in your life and mine. And so, I know God is working everything according to His own will. And I know that He will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Previously, I talked about the necessity of responding positively to the responsibilities God is looking for men to take over. And today, I'll continue in the same direction as God helped me to communicate His mind accurately in the name of Jesus. Amen. My beloved listener, the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro the earth looking for yielded vessels. We have to be willing to take risk with God, because working with God requires faith, and faith constitutes a lot of things such as courage, boldness, obedience, risk, and a lot more. Hallelujah. Beloved, God is looking for those who are willing to take up certain responsibilities in the house of God, in the community, in the nation, and even in the kingdom of God. The word of God said in Psalm 110 verse 3, He said, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth." My beloved listener, as part of the army God is raising in this end time, there should be willingness in the heart of men to move with God, a willingness to allow God make us and use us to His glory. Amen. We should not resist God's working in our lives. He is the potter, we are the clay. He said, "In the day of thy power, thy people shall be willing." Hallelujah. As you step out today, beloved, in what way have you been resisting God's working in your life, marriage, and even in your career? God is doing great and mighty things in this season. Isaiah was willing and obedient in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8. He said, "Here am I, send me." In your choosing career, who are you representing? In your business, who are you representing? God wants you to go in there and reveal His glory. Amen. As you step out today, beloved, no matter the frustrations, disappointment, or failures of the past, God is still interested in you. Don't look down on yourself. God wants to use you despite your past mistakes and failures. Not many mighty or wise after the flesh are called, but God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. Let go of your fear of inadequacies. Let go of your fear of criticism. Let go of your fear of rejection. Let go of your fear of lack and want. Let go of your fears of what tomorrow brings. God is saying, your willingness is all that matter at this point. Are you saying yes to His will? Settle it with God today and declare that, "Here am I, Lord, send me." As we step out today, I pray that God will take away our fears and grant us boldness in the name of Jesus. According to the mandate that I have received, I declare every prison houses be opened and let the captives of the mighty be released now in the name of Jesus. I release the angels of deliverance into the regions of captivity in this region, and I declare every prisoners in prison houses be released right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to your spirit, soul and body in the name of Jesus. Every age-long captivity or chain is broken, is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. I proclaim, I announce, and I declare your liberty. Go and possess the gates of your enemies. No power can stop you because God is on your side. No devil can withstand you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Our quote for today, John D. Rockefeller said, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." Intercessions. I pray for Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Libya, and Malaysia, that the kingdom of God invade these regions in power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. I believe God has inspired, edified, and spoken to you through this broadcast. And if you would like to receive it daily delivered to your phone, can WhatsApp your name and location to +234 805 514 5594. This broadcast is brought to you by Glorious Family Ministries. My name is Olayinka Olaoshebiko. Remember, Christianity is not for the lazy. Jesus loves you. Stay blessed and lifted.